Good morning, Brunswick Middle School. This is Larry Williams. I'm looking forward to hearing you play today. Good. Just make sure your opening statement there is unison, is in tune. Unison lines in the saxophone, just really listen in to lock in on the pitch. Good. All right. A couple things, your back row and your trumpets. If you have your lead trumpet putting a bell over the stand, make sure all the trumpets are playing over the stand. Some are in the stand, some are over. Trying to get a balanced sound. Same with your trombones. Maybe put your trombones, put your stands a little lower, flatter, and blow over the stand. It's always good to have the stand in a position where you can dynamically can control. Yeah. It's a nice shape of the line. See, right there would be a great time if you needed to have the bones raise their bell over the stand for that melody. Comes out, and then the background, have them drop their bells into the stand a little more. Rhythm section's doing a great job. Keeping the time, not overplaying. Nice opener. Yeah, always a tough opening when you have that unison line in the trumpets. You got to make sure that you've locked in on the pitch. Maybe as a warm-up, a mic test warm-up, have them play that so they can, they know where they are in the pitch. I really appreciate, too, how you've set up your rhythm section so your bass player is, kind of in front of the band and really hears what the time is with the horns. Might want to think about in the future using, you may bring your guitar player up in that front row so they can hear the, and you can have eye contact with your guitar player and between your guitarist and pianist so they can trade off comping. Yep. Support the sound when even in these softer dynamics, really gotta support the sound to make sure pitch doesn't get compromised. Thank you. cutoffs there at the end. Make sure they're all uniform. Really listen down for the pitch. Listen to the lower instruments. Rhythm section's doing a great job keeping a nice, steady, and easy tempo. So the background figures, you can always do a lot more with contouring and shaping the line, not always flatlining a dynamic. Here we go. Crescendo. Yeah, unison lines always expose intonation. Yeah, listen to each other. Luke, you're doing a great job with this solo. Your phrasing is very good. Support your sound. Support it throughout. This last chord that you just played. Work on breathing together and making your entrance together. Sometimes it'd be better just look at your conductor when she puts her hands up, breath in, and when she drops the hand, make sure you enter together with no insecurities at all. Luke, you did a great job on your solo. Something to think about in the future for you. Make sure you get a pitch from the piano before you play, because your warm-up piano may be different than this performance piano. Make sure you're hearing the piano in your monitor so you can lock in on the pitch that your rhythm section's providing for you. Always, always, always work on support when you're playing a solo situation out front like that, because the first thing to go when you're playing a solo when you're in front of people sometimes is that support, air support mechanism. So make sure you're keeping that support going, air support. That's good. Move so you can see eye contact. Eye contact is so important. Thank you. Listen again for a unison line pitch. Make sure you're in tune. On those call and response, those trade-offs that you just played on this last section, try to match a dynamic. Match a dynamic between the bones and the saxes, the brass and the saxes. So you're together on that. Always, these unison lines so are sensitive to pitch differentiation. So if someone's just out a little bit, it's pretty exposed. Always work on playing unison lines. Don't relent on playing in tune. It's always something we're developing. Overall, the balance of this ensemble is very good. You all seem to be using uniform articulations well. You're listening to each other on cutoffs. Overall balance is very good. I think your next step is really just to think on how you can use, you know, the posture of your brass, putting bells in the stand and lifting them out of the stand for your differential of dynamic. Rhythm section really needs to think about coming back dynamically when this saxophone's statement is being made. You also may want to think about, you know, the tempo that you're taking this. Might let it settle. Well done. Thank you. Well done. Nice use of the auxiliary percussion there for the for this piece of Terry's. Something to consider too, of taking it maybe a little slower, let the groove settle. Really good use of the you know, alto sax soloist here. Very much enjoyed hearing you play today. Thank you for bringing your group to the State Jazz Festival.